welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Happy spring. It hopefully is getting to be warm, and you've got those peach blossoms that will soon be coming.
Mostly we just have my new car has turned yellow from all the pollen. So we have these thick coats of pollen, but we just had a little rain, so it washed it off. So it's all good.
Anyways, we're going to not talk about allergies this morning. It's not going to surprise any listener or even any listener's small children when I say that diet is one of the most important non-medicinal considerations in the treatment of diabetes. Stay away from sugar. But other more subtle principles of nutritional management, almost always poorly understood by both clinicians and our patients. Most medical schools do a very good job of teaching about benzene rings and ATP, but don't really mention much about practical human nutrition. Diabetes, like life support, has its own ABCs. A is A1C, B is blood pressure, and C is cholesterol. And each of these has implications on nutrition. It turns out that diabetes nutritional counseling is recommended to contain five key elements: weight management, and that would include physical activity, caloric intake, consistency in day-to-day carbohydrate intake, nutritional content, and timing of meals and snacks. Today, we're going to look at the role of low-carbohydrate diets. What would be my nemesis? That means no pasta, no bread. I can't imagine what that would look like. I'm not even sure it's possible. Anyways, you found a poem. It was published in the BMJ this year, 2021. It attempts to answer the question, is the usefulness of low-carb or very low-carb diets for people with type 2 diabetes health improving? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we've heard that for a long time, that med schools don't do a great job of teaching nutrition. Part of it is that there's not a lot of great clinical trial data on nutrition and on different diets in comparison. So this was a meta-analysis, very well done. They looked at Cochrane Central, four other databases, three trial registries. They looked for unpublished studies as well as published, any language. So they did a super thorough search. They were looking for any study that compared a low-carb diet to a low-fat diet or to no specific diet in patients with type 2 diabetes. Two authors independently looked at all the articles, abstracted the data, assessed the quality of the studies. They identified 23 small studies compared with control diets in eight studies with 264 patients, some also getting diabetes meds. Low-carb diets did achieve diabetes remission after 6 months in an additional 32 participants for every 100 treated. That's another way of saying number needed to treat it was about 3 to 4. Both low carb, which is less than 25% carbs, and very low carb, less than 10%, seem to work. Now, on the other hand, patients not receiving medication in addition to diet didn't have a greater likelihood of remission. So you need to have, looks like, both of those components. Body weight and triglycerides did decrease over 6 months, but the difference disappeared at 12 months. That's pretty common with dietary intervention studies. Participants who were able to follow a very low carb diet, only about half to two-thirds or three-quarters in the study, even with behavioral support being provided, had similar weight loss as patients on a low-carb diet. So very low-carb wasn't more weight loss producing than a low-carb. Most of the research had a moderate to high risk of bias. There was moderate heterogeneity, so the studies were finding somewhat different things. They also found evidence of publication bias, so some studies went missing if they didn't find a difference. And a lot of these were smaller studies, so editors often aren't accepting a small study that didn't find any difference between groups. So bottom line, this is a good summary of the evidence. There's fair evidence that low-carb diets can help people with type 2 diabetes lower their blood glucose. 6 months of a low-carb diet was more likely than other diets to reduce A1C to less than 6.5% or fasting sugars to less than 126, with or without continued medications. A very low-carb diet also worked for those who could stick with it, body weight and triglycerides decreased, but those differences weren't sustained. And, you know, those are more disease-oriented endpoints. In fact, most of these endpoints that we're talking about are disease-oriented. The studies combined in this analysis weren't great. The number of studies and participants was small. So still a lot of limitations in this literature of diet and its impact in diabetic patients.
Perhaps because of culture and perhaps because of society, you know, a very low carb diet, as you're defining it as 10% or less, might be achievable for a few days or a week, but it's really hard.
No way. I'm German. I love my bread. I have a fondness for beer. We love Italian food. My wife and I, we love to cook it. So yeah, it's a non-starter in our household. But, you know, for folks who do want to do it and can afford it, it's probably in some ways a more expensive diet if it's heavy in meat and other things like that. It may not be, you know, if you're thinking about the environment, if you have a diet heavy in meat, that may not be as good for the environment. So there's a lot of issues to think about. Overall, if someone wants to do it and if they can lower their blood sugar, maybe get off medications, that's, you know, a good thing too.
Well, thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.